had been under a lot of stress with college admissions and prom and finals, not to mention being in the running for a valedictorian. I was probably just late. I blinked. Was that the faintest whisper of a second line appearing? Leaning toward the stall door, I tried to angle a little more light onto the window. If I could just... The door to the bathroom slammed open. I jumped. In slow motion, I saw the test bounce from my hands, brushing past the tips of my fingers. Lunging forward, I made a desperate grab for it, but found only air. Tipping end over end, it fell to the floor, landed on the tile with an impossible not to hear crack, skittered onto the stall door, and spun to a stop right in the dead center of the bathroom floor. Okay, this was not the time to panic. I needed to keep it together. Maybe they wouldn't see it. Maybe they were blind and deaf. Maybe there would be a massive earthquake and the school would collapse and we'd all die. Missouri had to have a fault line somewhere. Clomp, clomp, clomp. From under the stall door, I saw a pair of scuffed black combat boots walk over to where the test lay, perfectly highlighted by a beam of sunlight. A hand reached down, chipped green nail polish on bitten down fingernails.
Whoa.
Who was it? Who now held my pea-covered future in their hand? I peered through the crack in the stall door. Oversized black t-shirt. Ripped skinny jeans, a size too small. Faded turquoise hair with black roots that looked like it hadn't seen a brush in days. No. The high school gods couldn't be that cruel. Bailey Butler. Jefferson High's very own black hole of anger and darkness. If you said hello in the halls, she'd flip you off. Not to mention what she'd do if you tried to sit with her at lunch. She had a whole table to herself in the cafeteria because she literally barked at people when they tried to sit down. Rumor had it when the quarterback of the football team had said something to piss her off, she'd bought a pocket knife and engraved his name on it. She was sullen. She was cynical. She was deeply unpleasant to be around. She also used to be my best friend. Bailey lifted the test to her nose and sniffed. Still fresh. She scanned the bathroom, her gaze stopping when she saw my white Adidas Superstars.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Would she still know my voice? It had been almost 4 years since we last spoke. Just to be safe, I pitched it low and gravelly.
If you could just slide that back under here, that'd be great.
I stuck my hand out beneath the door and hoped she was feeling merciful. Bailey snorted.
Nice try, but I'm pretty sure Batman can't get pregnant.
Through the gap in the door, I saw her begin to pace back and forth. Hands behind her back, the corners of her mouth curling upward. Great. I knew that smile. It was the one I imagined Catholic priests wore when they carried out the Spanish Inquisition.
Chloe McCourt?
Bailey ventured. I sat on the toilet in stony silence. No way was I playing this game. I'd just wait her out. Bailey narrowed her eyes.
No, Calvin broke up with her. No way she landed another dude already after she burned his football uniform in the quad. I don't care how big her titties are. This is a tricky one. Ella Tran? She's dumb enough to confuse her Altoids with her birth control.
Give it back!
I tried to make my lowered voice sound forceful, but it just came out desperate. Bailey squinted, examining my shoes.
Well, there's always longtime subscriber to the Penis of the Month Club, Olivia Bloom.
No!
I burst out, offended.
Ooh, judgy. A clue. Who thinks they're better than everyone else?